When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The 2 hours you've all been waiting for is finally here.
I had to jump in, man. The streets are hot. I had to jump in here quick.
I mean, the streets are so hot.
Moneyline with the dynamic duo of Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh.
But you usually have some plans when you're rocking solo.
Really, dude? Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
All right, let me just start with this. How good is the NBA then right now? How good is the NBA play postseason right now?
It's
is it
so
not
fun.
Delivering? Is it not it, delivering every night?
And I woke up again in the middle of the night to see that score and go, oh my goodness. And then when I saw the highlights of how it ended, wow. Exactly.
Insanity. I mean, the fact that none of them covered.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 159.
Ready to rock and roll on a Monday. New week, new money here right on Moneyline. It's Donnie and Kevin here from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern. As always, we're ready to get it started. And apparently, Kevin, so is Tyler Hero.
Huge news. Actually, yeah. Massively huge news here. Now,
good for public.
They
good
did
for.
Not, I did say, what are you saying? Good for the public, you said?
Yeah, good for the. This is one where the public wins out, where they were about to roast Tyler Hero, call him a bum, forced him back out on that court. Good on the public.
Oh, I don't know if that's what the public did. I think it's probably good for Hero because there was some slander coming, certainly from your direction. But what's noticeable to me is they've not, at least on FanDuel, because that's where I'm looking, mm-hmm. There's no posting yet of any Tyler Hero props, Donnie. I didn't get a good read, and I don't know if you've seen it elsewhere, but no. Do you have a read on if he's starting tonight based on kind of the reporting we have so far?
The reporting I'm getting looks like he is forced back into the lineup with a uniform on, and that might be just about it. That's what I'm getting out of what I'm reading here. Like, no, yeah. Like, boy, he's moving around, looks fantastic, he's ready to go. This almost has the appearance like it's game five. If six guys foul out, guys, I can give you some minutes. But other than that, I don't know.
Oh, so you think that it's more so I'm active, but you're not expecting much of Tyler Hero?
No, I'm not. That's what I'm reading out of him. By the way, you know, our good old Doc here at the Sports Grid Network basically this morning came out and said, hey, it looks like he's hiding behind this, only to get, you know, an injury clearance, I guess, with him now being back in the lineup. Mm-hmm. It should be interesting, but the vibe I'm getting is I can't just let my guys go out here and me just never appearing. So I'll put the uniform on. I might even give you a couple minutes, but outside of that, that's it.
Yeah, I guess. All right. So Donnie writes doctor mm-hmm. projections, which I trust more.
Yes. Yes.
Everybody, doctor. If you remember, correct, because nothing will ever be better than the Anthony Davis breakdown. Still truly one of the lowest moments, I feel like, of my fandom at any moment ever. But nevertheless, Donnie, Tyler Hero, percentage he mm-hmm. starts this basketball game to you?
5%.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I would say confirmed, you would say confirmed he is, where are you at in terms of he will be active, suited up, and available to play?
100%.
Okay. Interesting.
Yes.
I Yeah, the read on this does not seem like Hero is going to be a starter, which is interesting because, boy, do they need. Because here's the thing, Donnie. Mm-hmm. Remember a week ago at this point, when the idea was him throwing off Miami? They're down 3-1.
Yes.
Like, there's no question about it that they desperately mm-hmm. need this guy, and they need him now.
They do, and I think they just need live bodies and also comforting, right? Like, oh, Tyler Hero is back. Let's see what he can do. My goodness, if he drains a three, the shift that they could give him. Like, oh, he might give us something tonight. But again, reading from I'm not playing to I'm upgraded, he will be in uniform tonight. Like, that's always the interesting part when you try to read some of these Shams and Woj bombs here. When they use terms like he'll be in uniform, that's really what it just means to me, right? Like, he's going to be in uniform. Whatever you get out of him is going to be a bonus. Not ripping, raring, ready to go. This is big for Miami. This just feels like a name is coming back in the uniform, and that is about it. That's the read now, I'm getting.
And I think it's a fair read, but would
you read Woj's tweet? Yeah, go ahead.
From the 20, the one from a half hour ago, or did he just drop a brand new one?
The original one was Miami's Tyler Hero is upgraded to questionable, is expected to suit up for Game 5 and attempt to return tonight. Here's the danger, right? He follows that up with a quote tweet. The hope is that Hero doesn't suffer a setback ahead of Game 5 and could still manage the discomfort in his right hand, sources says. Do you see what I mean? Do you see how this reads?
Yeah.
Like, man, any given moment, I might fire a three and I have to get surgery again. That's the level I'm getting out of this Tyler Hero return tonight. To be
right?
Honest.
No, and I think that's fair. But then would you have the same read as me on this? If he's a starter, he's mm-hmm. much healthier than they're leading on. Would you agree with
correct.
That?
Yes, because you're not going to do that. And it's not a Willis Reed moment from the Knicks back in the 70s. Hey, he's limping. Mm-hmm. He hit a jump shot. The guarding goes crazy, and that's enough to lift them to a victory. That's not what's happening at this spot here. If he is going to be in the starting lineup, they're expecting 25-plus minutes after not playing for 7 or 8 weeks at this point here. So that's what I'm getting out of it. I see that as it's a positive, Kevin, if he can play, get a few minutes in, run up and down the court, maybe hit a shot, and go, oh, you know what? Maybe game six, he improves a little bit. Ooh, we get to a game seven. He might actually, Kevin, have his legs under him and used to playing with that pain. That's what I'm getting out of it. You got to start to climb uphill before it's too late. And there is no uphill climb, and you're not even in the series anymore. I'm getting that he's back in uniform just to get back into the flow. They might be able to use him in game six or game seven. That's what I'm thinking now. But it's Tyler Hero. He's back for game five. Will we have a game six? Let's talk about it more next. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here we go. Listen, people. Whoa! This sounds a lot like K-Dub. He needed a hero when Anthony Davis was coming back, and that hero did not provide. Will tonight be different? Will it be different? Tyler Hero. We need a hero. We need a game six. Otherwise, Kevin's back 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and he can't have that.
Let me tell you something, baby.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something right now. If it was up to the Heat to get me back 5 days a week.
Wow.
Folks, I work 5 days, all right? Let me just say this. I would be in Denver tonight, Heat head to toe. I would replace Bernie in game six, Donnie, and let Conor McGregor take me out if it had to be. I mean, my goodness, man. Heat culture better provide tonight. Heat culture can't go down in five.
I'm telling you, it's so funny because, again, we don't shy away. Like, I love Major League Baseball, but it's fun still to talk about other sports in their championship moments. And the reason I bring this up is we have a cut on there. Like, how hard is the playoffs hitting right now in the NBA? And I'm like, this is some of the most fun I've ever had through like rounds one and two. 2-3 games every single night, Monday through Sunday. It was so much fun and so exciting to watch. Where now we're down to, it's basically, I'm not a Heat fan. I'm not a Denver fan. But if you're asking me who I'm a mm-hmm. fan of tonight, let me wake up in the morning here after probably falling asleep around like the second quarter going, yes, Heat won, game Thursday, let's go. We got a couple more days to talk about it.
If you have Denver futures, I get it. Of course I get it. If you are a Nuggets fan, obviously I get it. But how much does someone have to hate the Miami Heat, Donnie, to be rooting for Denver to finish it off? Like, that's a lot of hate in the heart right there. You know what I'm saying? Yes. That's a lot of hate in the heart.
Yes, it is.
Like, even, like, because you know me, like, I'm a Miami guy. They lost game 4 to Boston instead of sweeping in the conference finals. I'm like, you know what? That's good. Like, that was how I felt. Yes. I was like, you know what? That's good. Because I was like, we just didn't need, like, 2 weeks of no basketball.
No, there's not. Because, again, baseball is fun, but when baseball is, like, center stage and the only thing you have is, like, a five-game Monday, which we're going to, or five-game Tuesday, which is going to happen over the next couple weeks, it's like, whoa! And all of a sudden, like, do you equate this, too? Because I always tell you this. Like, we're going to handicap this game. There's a couple really nice bets I already have placed in. But when you look at this and go, all right, the game is over. The, you know, confetti is falling. Denver is here. You clean up on aisle number 3 for the NBA for like 2 days, and then you go, okay, it's football season now. Because baseball, yes, is going to be a major thing, and we get that. But it feels like when the NBA season ends, and certainly the NHL season, football season officially begins almost, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess so, right? I mean, I think that, you know, we've been a little more plugged in to, and I know you're saying baseball is like a big deal now, but that's kind of my point. Like, baseball's not going to be kind of like a, all right, let's figure out what's happening here. Like, we've been talking, you know, baseball beyond the preview more than that. But I also, and this is where you and I are just different, and that's, you know, this is always to each his own here. The NBA season does not end if the Denver Nuggets win tonight. This NBA offseason, like many NBA offseasons, is set up to be absolutely glorious. The NBA does not truly pass the baton until the NFL is ready to absolutely take it from the jaw. You know what I mean? When the NFL is rocking and rolling and it's unquestionable football season, which is kind of that like late July marker to me.
August 1, when those preseason games start rolling around. And we'll see what happens, because there are a couple big storylines that are going to get out here in the NBA. But let's keep it focused here on Game 5 tonight. Line when we started the show this morning on the early line was 9. When I had gotten on to the morning after, only 15 minutes later, started talking NBA action, it was down to 8.5. So we did have some line movement there. 209.5 still coming in as a total here. So the thoughts on that move. Now let me just check the statistics here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. 68-63, so a little bit less money coming in on the Miami Heat, which is up around 70%, but roughly the same amount tickets. Now, granted, I'm going to say this. There's nobody out there, right? You're driving around, you're listening on your app right now to the show, like, oh, you know what? Hero's back? Yeah, you know what? That's enough for me to get back in. It can't be. It can't be. So that movement here is just based on the Miami Heat getting 9, going, come on, man, 9?
So that's what it feels like. But let me ask you this. Are you saying that because of the state Tyler Hero was in it, or are you saying even like a full go Tyler Hero wouldn't bring that type of kind of confidence in wagering?
No, I mean, you're not good. Nobody's ever, you're never getting a full go anybody. Yeah, but I'm talking, you're off 8 weeks. There's no way you're full go. Like, he probably could barely run up and down the court in the like, they should have just left him in Denver. Like, hey, you know what? Jog around here in this altitude. We'll see if we can use you in game 5. Like, because you're really going to hit him. Like, you're talking about him like a double whammy, right? You're really not used to playing full pickup hardcore basketball, and the first game back is in Denver? My goodness. Can't even imagine that.
Right. Which is, again, why, you know, Hero will, you know, you expect to be limited minutes wise, but I'm also, I don't know, like an altitude denier. I just don't think it's like the most difficult thing in the world. That I'm not saying it's easy, but the idea that Tyler Hero after like 5 minutes is just like, I'm gonna pass out. If we were in Miami, I'd be like smiling, but I think I'm gonna die right now. Like, I don't know, I've always questioned that a little bit there, but I'm just saying I could see someone willing to get onto the window because they've been waiting on the Tyler Hero news, because this is, I mean, again, it's Miami's, you know, third best player, 20-point-per-game scorer, and what's lacking for them right now is the offensive side of the ball.
By the way, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't there a picture that really got on Heat fans' nerves of Tyler Hero, like Club Live, like hours after either a massive playoff loss, a finals loss, or whatever? What was that?
I have no idea. I don't doubt it. It sounds on brand.
What would that have been? Because it couldn't have been the bubble, right? Like, he couldn't have just went to Club Live after the bubble.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
I guess
so
it could
years ago, even.
Yes, it was one of those where, you know, it was a loss, and it's like, hey, there's Tyler Hero in his glasses and his shade, just like loving life right now after a devastating like loss. I got to go back and find out when that was or what loss that would have been. Did they lose? What was the playoff losses outside of the bubble?
Well, then the next year they lost to Milwaukee in round one. This is a dead serious answer, but I don't know. Yeah. Like Jack Harlow made the song Tyler Hero, mm-hmm. and were Heat fans annoyed that he was like in the music video, like seemingly enjoying life?
No, this was direct. This was somebody with their camera out or phone out in the club. And like people were like, I can't even, like, this guy doesn't even care. Like, he's just like, you know, just get me to the game. Here we go. Hold on. Here we go. Yep. Tyler Hero spotted partying at Live after game 7 loss, May 30th, 2022. So is that?
Last year.
Yes. Who did they lose to then? That must have been it then.
The Boston.
Yes. Yeah. People were banging, like, real upset with the picture there. Let me just see. It's on that. I'm actually looking at it through Reddit today at this point here. But yeah, it was just a picture of him at Live, just like dressed up to the nines, sunglasses on, like couldn't care less. Like, you know what? No big deal. Let's get this party going.
And now, hold on. Now, do you find that fair? Where do you land? Where do you land on that?
I always hate that look. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Like, it's not anything like, I mean, professional athletes are really of a different mindset at this point. But having said that, like, because everybody always tries to bring it up like you're personal. Like, let's just say you play a high school football state championship, you lost. No big deal. We're partying that night. Blow off some steam. Like, nah, probably not going to do that. You know, your final game in college where you make the playoffs and you lose. Like, hey, no big deal, man. We're partying tonight at the frat house. Tough scene there. But again, different people are built differently. That's what they do to blow off steam. Hey, life goes on, right? Hey, we lost. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Stay in my house for the next 30 days and show people how I'm the contrition. Like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm struggling too with this.
Yeah, like that. That is kind of the one bit for me is I'm sure everybody handles that differently. Like, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like Don. What's the most important game you ever lost in your athletic career?
Yeah.
Like, for me, I would have never been able to just, like, go out to a club night up and just enjoy that. Like,
yes.
So that's a fair point.
Yeah. I've struggled with some games in the past year. Like, I'm just, it takes me a little bit to get over that stuff. I'm more of, like, a fan mindset, even though I was playing the game. Like, as hard as you take it, I'm going to take it just as hard. Just the way it is. But, by the way, a couple rewards here, a couple bonuses at FanDuel. Let's use them up next. Come on back. Let's get some bets in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Living it up in hour number one. What song we got here? Little Yachty? Who?
This song is called Tyler.
Oh,
Jack Harlow.
Ah, good move there. See, I never even heard of that. I knew he wrote a song, but never heard it once in my life. Now, what is the song actually about, though? He sing about Tyler Hero the whole time? Or is it just like Mo Bamba. Is that really about Mo Bamba? Like, what is that about?
Yes. Yeah. Sheck West and him are friends, or same neighborhood, same high school, something along those lines. Yeah, like, there's a real connection there.
I was always interested by that song because, like, Mo Bamba wasn't, like, a legitimate player yet, and he had a song. I didn't quite figure it out. So there was almost a part of me that felt like maybe it's just, like, he just made that up as, like, a funny name and started singing about it. But, yeah, there you go. You know what I mean? Like, it's odd to have a Mo Bamba song. Like Michael Jordan, you know? So.
No, yeah, it had to do something with it from the neighborhood, essentially, there. You're right to question it.
I'm always going to question stuff like that. So it's what we do. Game number 5 tonight, live and learn. We're going to take a look here in just a few minutes here, Kevin, at the player performance doubles tonight to see where we can cash in. But before we do that, let's open up the phone lines, 844-843-6879. Moose is calling in on a Monday to get the week started. Moose, what's going on out there?
Oh, everything's going on. I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to tonight's game. And Kevin, I want to thank you for making me some money this weekend. I was listening to you and the coach. And I picked up on the Las Vegas Aces. So I took them both first quarter spread to cover. They covered the first, and they covered by the half. So thank you very much for that tidbit. Yeah. So And I listened to you guys also with all that great information you gave out on players props. So it's going to be a fun night tonight. But one of the reasons I'm calling is that I've really jumped on this Cincinnati bandwagon with this De La Cruz. So I'm holding a nice ticket tonight. We'll see what he does performance-wise. But reading the newspaper article this morning, they were saying on how fast this guy is. And he had an RBI, and that's one of my props for tonight. When India was catching base, India turned around, and De La Cruz was right on his heel sliding in. So they say this guy's one of the fastest in baseball. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a great night. So, but as always, thanks for taking the call. You guys are great. And thank you, JP. So I listen to you guys, and maybe we'll see what happens on Tuesday if K-Dub is back or if he's, you know, we're going to have another guest caller coming in. But you guys take care.
That's true. God bless. All right, Moose, thanks for the phone call. I mean, it's right. Like, the Heat lose tonight? Like, Kev's here tomorrow. I mean, that's, you know, pretty much official at this point.
It would be funny if it, like, activated a clause. Like, I'm sitting there watching the game tonight having no idea if I have to work tomorrow or not.
Yes.
Like that bit of it.
You wrote, like, if you were like me, like, wrote, because, like, hey, look, man, I can't be staying up late because it doesn't go my way. I won't be able to get up in the morning. So you fall asleep. You roll over in the morning. It's like Russian roulette with your phone. Like, oh, yeah, I don't got to work today. Oh, it's tremendous. Oh, boy, that would be fun. God, how about that as your life? Yeah. Hey, by the way, tonight, Kevin, the bet, like, it's like a baseball bet. Hey, Donnie, give me your best bet tonight. Mm-hmm. Wins, you got the day off. Loses, you're in early in the morning. Yeah. Oh, my good. Boy, I'm telling you right now, people would never study harder than if that was the actual truth. Man.
They get their absolute best foot forward.
My goodness.
By the way, just let me give a shout out here because Moose brought it up. He gave me some credit. Yes. Listen, I mixed a pick or two in there, but JY was all over the WNBA slate on Sunday. He had a great read on it. I think he said he went 7-0, so he was feeling it in the zone. And you'll be happy to know, Donnie, though,
Wait a second.
We still didn't pull punches.
I don't like where this is going.
Hold on, we didn't.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you better get excited for more WNBA breakdown. No, but here. Don, you want to know why there's no WNBA breakdowns in today's show?
Why?
Because there's no WNBA games on. Now, can I the WNBA, just because this is stuff that's right up your alley, I need to be commissioner of all leagues, Donnie.
I do.
Do you know that they went out there? They had five games on Friday running up against the NBA and then played. I literally had no games active on Saturday on a complete off and empty day. And we were just like, come on, WNBA. Like, what are we doing here? Like, we got to be in the mix. Don't you understand? So we did give them a bit of a shot for that. But then Sunday they were inactive. Whole league was in action.
Now, hear me out on this, Kevin. If you look, I'm going to give you advice at the detriment of me here at the grid. I mean, you flip around those letters to BBTR, betting below the rim. I mean, come on now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can have a whole summer of relaxation out here in these streets.
No. Let's just make this very clear, people. All right? Betting above the rim isn't going anywhere.
I don't know.
Because the people that can't believe that there's going to still be basketball to talk about.
We can't believe it. Yeah,
beyond this weekend, okay? Those people don't understand how there's enough basketball to talk about currently. So we don't value those opinions in these streets.
But there's no way you can go 2 hours for two shows. Is that right? There's no way.
Of course there is. Of course there is.
Hear me out. I told you this morning, half hour Saturday, half hour Sunday, with commercials. What a day. What a day.
I mean, but I'm good with my 2 hours. I don't need to stop getting. Here's the thing. All of a sudden, you become a genuine basketball expert, though, huh? So you can start working that show.
Exactly. I mean, a half hour, a little WNBA action, talking about the sky, letting it rip. I mean, come on, man. We could do it all. But there is a game tonight, and we got to cherish the moments here because we might not be talking serious NBA action for quite some time. There's a lot of bets out here in this market, Kevin. If you are on FanDuel today, I'm assuming you get this as well, 50% profit boost in the player performance doubles market. Now, here's why I want to bring it up, because I'm trying to, like, figure out which way I should go. But I got to tell you, man, like, half the bets are off the board for me. Why? Because it's performance doubles, which means so-and-so plays really well. So-and-so wins the game. I don't know if I can, like, because there are some really nice, like, I see, like, you know, Adebayo to get, like, 10 rebounds and a Miami win. I'm like, yeah, ooh, I don't know about that. I'm struggling with that. Yeah. So am I cutting off half of the board here? Feels like it.
Yeah, you kind of have to, I guess, right?
Because I don't know if the Miami Heat can win. I don't want to be like, hey, you know what? Ooh, Jimmy got 33, but Denver won. Yeah. It's like, oh, man, come on. I wish I could have Jimmy to get 30 and a Denver win. I would love that bet.
It is so, and it's funny because of what like the payout is for those non-correlated wagers is like so massive that it would be kind of worth it there. But I don't know. I've not been. I don't do the player performance doubles a ton, DRS there. So I don't know. I know they have the profit boost, but like I would almost rather like it would be nice if I can grab a player performance double maybe each side. Let me be something involving Jokic, something involving Jimmy, and I'm kind of climbing the ladder that way. You know what I mean?
Yes. Like the featured market where it's like two guys to get rebounds. Like, boost that up. I would love that. It's a little bit tougher
here in this
performance doubles market.
But I'm almost saying, wouldn't it be like, what do you think of the ideas if you bet basically a blank Denver to win and then a blank Miami to win, where you kind of try and cover the game?
Yeah, like a correlation of, well, if one team, well, like if Miami wins, Jimmy went off, right? Or the same thing on the other side. If, you know, let's just say Jamal Murray went off, you know they won. Like, I see what you're doing there because it could be plus on both sides. But you don't get the – actually, you, I guess you could still use the boost to your advantage, try to get, like, that even money, like somewhere between, like, a 4-1 one side and a 4-1 on the other side, where if one of them clicks, you end up hammering that thing home. I'll tell you one that I bet this morning. I did take Nikola Jokic. Now, I'm looking on here, the player performance doubles market. This one is Jokic to make three threes and a Denver win, which is a 5-1 price if he does that. And if you, of course, they log me out here so I can't see what it is. Let me just log in real quick. But what I'm trying to get at is Nikola Jokic, if you noticed, in the, I don't know, was it his last six games? I think I had a target or two. Let me just bring up his stats. All right, got him right here. Going back to game number three in the Lakers series, Kevin, 2-5 from three-point range. The closeout game against the Lakers, 3-6. Game one against the Heat was only 1-2, but then he goes 2-5, 1-2, and then 3-7 in the last game. Jokic's 1.5 this morning was at plus 124 to make 2 3-point shots. And I like that. I do like it because I do think this is a spotlight game tonight for Nikola Jokic. And it's not as if Kevin's like, hey, man, he didn't even make a three. Like, he makes a lot of threes, but not volume-wise, like 4-6, 4-7. He doesn't get those. But there's a really good chance that he takes three threes tonight. Two are wide open, and he knocks them down, and that cashes that in. He's going to at least get 1 3-point shot tonight made. I just need him to get two. So I just need that extra look.
Yeah. So here's the only thing I'll say with that, and it certainly feels like it's going to end up being a losing wager on my end, Donnie, but I actually bet Jokic basically averaged under 1.5 made threes in this series because I was just hoping that he would stop being the best three-point shooter. I mean, the efficiency on Jokic right now is so insanely ridiculous and so consistently ridiculous that it's just, like, overwhelming. So I've not kind of jumped ship on my process there. So that's why I'm not going to bet that for Jokic. Although, again, he comes off of a game last game. I think he went – did he go 3-7 from beyond the arc last game? Like, there's certainly legs to it with the DRS. It makes – sense the wager. I'm just not going to get involved with that because I'm already pre-positioned on his under.
Because I just feel like it's one of those where he has one guaranteed in this game, and you're just looking for number two. That's what I'm looking for. Because the other game, like, because granted, even going back to the Phoenix, he's 2-4, 2-3. Next game he goes 0-1, but then he goes 3-3 against the Lakers. Then he goes 0-3, and then after that 0-3, it was 2-1-3, that finality there. It's a couple interesting ones to try to line up and get after it here. Points props, assist props, and also, do you actually factor in what Tyler here is going to give you tonight? And will he have any player props posted before game time tonight? A lot to think about and a lot to go. Make sure you come back right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here. Game number 5 tonight. NBA Finals. Will it continue? Won't it continue? Let's see. How can it be tonight? 209.5. Let's pick apart that total, right? Because you're taking a look here at the series itself. And if you're going over the games, game number 1, 104-93. Game number 2, 111-108. Game number 3, 109-94. Game number 4, 108-95. So common denominator in there is, come on, Heat, 95, 94, 93 are sandwiched in there. Now, in closeout games, usually you think the defense gets ratcheted up. At least also if you're from like a Miami, like what's Miami Heat's game plan? Like, you know what? Throw it down court as fast as you can and see how many buckets we can get. Or is it, hey guys, we really got to play good defense. Do you know what I mean? Like, what are we looking at from a scoring angle? Which 3 out of the 4 games, Miami's at 95 or less points.
Right. I think the team total for Denver under is something you can make a pretty, you know, easy argument on, because they haven't gone over it yet so far in this series. And Miami over their team total, you can make an argument on, Don, because the one game they went over it, they blew past it, and that was the game that they won. You know, this game tonight finishing 106-102, I don't think that would necessarily stun people. That's under for the game, under on the Denver team total. But that is an over for the Heat team total.
Interesting the way it lays out. Because I do look at that low number and say it's got to go over. But then again, in closeout games where every possession starts to matter, you tend to get a little bit better, you know, defense at that point here. Some NBA Finals popular parlays featured market. Jokic to get 40 in another game, which, again, if it ends tonight, that's the only game you get. But they're giving you, essentially, games 5, 6, and 7 if it happens. What's your thoughts on Jokic tonight? All-time game, crowning achievement, cherry on top of the sundae, or is it, hey, man, I only needed 19, 7, and 6. Jamal Murray went nuts. Our bench went crazy. Miami didn't even show up tonight. Didn't need him.
Yeah, so I'm on Jamal's over tonight for a best bet. So for me, Jokic, if I was betting a Jokic prop, I would be more zoned in on him having a triple-double than anything else, Donnie. That would be the exact market that I would look for the Joker. It's tough for me to get a perfect read on it because some of his numbers have just been, you know, transitioned so much throughout the series, and rightfully so. But, you know, as we've talked about, you're now betting this guy to score 30 kind of as the bar there, which is a difficult thing to do. And, you know, that's not what's supposed to be kind of the normal ask of that guy.
What numbers are eye-popping for Jokic tonight? Is it a points? Is it rebounds and assists? What I mean eye-popping is, well, he's not going to get 30 rebounds. So if he gets 30 points, that's amazing. No, like when we talk about like Jokic's rebounds, like, oh, man, he got 21. Or, oh, wow, he went for 53. Or how many assists did he have? 19. Like, what's the eye-popping number from Jokic tonight? Is it going to be a points, rebounds, or assists where it's like, wow, look at that?
Yeah, I think that the Jokic kind of rebounds seems to be the one that he dominates the most. But I don't necessarily know, Donnie, that he's going to blow, that he's going to have to smoke one of those numbers there. I mean, if you like his points, rebounds, and assists, obviously that makes sense that you think he's going to be able to kind of, you know, dominate one of those markets with ease. But I just think he can maybe even, you know, eke his way over the rebounds, eke his way over the assists, and then get you that triple-double.
Let's get to the points prop market here, because Jimmy Butler is a fascinating specimen here, as everybody's saying, you know, I'll play off Jimmy, and let's get back at it, and let's just see if Jimmy can take this game over. It's 27.5, and I believe I was just looking at one of those player points props there for Jimmy to score at least 40 points in one finals game, which, again, you might only get one game. If they win, you might get 6. If they win 2, you might get 3 games out of this in order to get to game 7. It's a high number. But Jimmy Butler's chances tonight of being playoff Jimmy, and I don't mean ultra efficient, Kevin, maybe takes 27 shots, gets 40 points, and they still lose. What are the chances that, put it this way, if we're putting that line at 30, even though his points prop at FanDuel is 27.5, what's he doing tonight? Over?
So
under?
The reality for Jimmy tonight is, Donnie, you're guaranteed to get full minutes, which is always big. We talk about volume, and often, again, we look at it through the lens of shots. But tonight, in terms of opportunity, we know he's going to be out there and available on the court. The idea that Jimmy is going to have one great game is something I've certainly been subscribing to for a while. But, man, here we are. It's game number 5, and you know, we're still kind of waiting. I think, look, call it a cop-out answer if you will, but I'd much rather be betting live on Jimmy Butler. I would feel more confident trying to bet Jimmy props, getting a sense of if he has it or not, Donnie. I'd rather bet over 33.5, but I know he's locked in and dialed and scoring at a high level, as opposed to a pregame 27.5, because I'm not sure that Jimmy has to go insane tonight for Miami to close the deal. Evidence in game two where he didn't go insane in that game.
How about from a Heat perspective, Bam Adebayo? If I give you right now Jimmy Butler 27.5 or Bam Adebayo 19.5, who are you more confident gets over their number tonight?
I think Bam, just because he's just done it with far more consistency, right? I think he would have to be the answer. I don't think I'm going to be betting either guy
lower
over,
number.
I think. Well, but it's not even about it being the lower number. Again, it's just he's hit it with far, far more consistency there, Donnie.
All right, ready for this? Tyler Hero does have props on the board.
Oh,
now I'm
going
to ask you, Tyler Hero points prop tonight is. Take a guess.
10.5.
Lower.
I think I might love the over. 8.5?
Lower.
Nah, can't be. 5.5.
Higher.
6.5. I mean,
there you go. 6.5 for your boy Hero. Now, is that stoking the flame? Are we but now see? Because you get caught up in players coming back from injury. I know you do.
No, but no. Listen, and that's a fair comment because of what happened with the AD thing, Donnie. But here's the thing with the AD thing, right? Anthony Davis, first of all, was immobile, right? So Tyler Hero is going to be able to get up and down the court. Now, how efficient he'll be shooting the basketball is another story, but. Yeah. Remember, like it was like, oh, Anthony Davis can't walk. This is actually malpractice that they've allowed him on the court, right? But also, yes. AD's props were higher, Donnie, than these Tyler Hero numbers.
How about this, Kevin? Over under in minutes, 6.5 tonight.
Well, that's what the question seems to be. I mean, they seem to think that he's about a 12-minute guy tonight. Is almost what I would gather.
Now, how do you react to this, though? Because you know it's the NBA Finals. Woj is getting fed information. Shams is, you know, Ohm is out here getting, like, all the beat reporters are getting this. Mark Stein, whoever you want. What's it going to be when they tell you, Kevin, no minutes restriction on Hero or look for him to play 15 to 20 minutes? Because I'm telling you right now, if they give you a 15 to 20 minutes, you probably should take that 6.5 to the over. Because that means he is going to log. If he logs 15 minutes, that doesn't mean, hey, Spo, you're a great coach. Hey, coach, I can't shoot. Awesome. We'll put you out there. What? No, he's not going to put him out there for 15. 15, that sounds like, hey, coach, if you need me, to play some D in like the last minute of the quarter because Jimmy Butler's got 3 fouls, put me in because I can't shoot, but I can give you something on the defensive side. That's what it feels like to me. But if I get a 15 minutes, I might have to play him to the over. And by the way, his 6.5 still is there, but it went from 128 to 113 in juice for the over. So it just dropped about 15 cents on the over.
Some under coming in. Yeah.
Yes,
look,
correct.
The thing, you could hit this bet. Now, he has to play, right, in order for the under to cash if you bet under. Like, he has to log a minute.
I don't know. What is that in the NBA? Because they don't have any player props for, like, bench guys during the regular season or, like, deep bench guys. Does he have player props in the regular season?
No, I was making the point, Donnie, if Udonis, they don't post Udonis Haslam props where we have like an idea of, because Udonis is active every game. He plays in none of them though, right? So we don't even know how that's like graded because they don't post guys that low ever.
Yes.
So
correct.
We never are evaluating, hey, do you think this guy's gonna check into the basketball game when we see their player prop?
You have to check in, right? Yeah, I don't know because if I ever like remember a thing. Okay, I'm gonna like take Giannis and he warms up and he's active, but he just doesn't play. Do you know what I mean? And not the Draymond Green game you're talking about, right?
No. Not the Draymond game.
We sent everybody on tilt.
I think you and I could have been together for this, but I'm not 100%. There was a Kevin Durant game when he came back to Brooklyn against the New Orleans Pelicans. And they posted his prop like it was like, hey, KD's back. What do you know? Maybe 23 and a half, Donnie. I'm like, what? This is crazy. It's first game back. And he wasn't starting Kevin Durant. I'm like, this is great. So the first quarter passes by, and he did not check into the game. And I transitioned to complaining about the fact that I wasn't going to win my bet because he wasn't going to check in. He then played the entire second quarter and started the second half and basically played the entire third quarter and missed the bet by like a half because he shot like 100% from the field. One of the most ridiculous games, but it's like Kevin Durant, so of course he did, Donnie. So that would be the only example that I personally remember where I was kind of sat there like, I don't even know if this guy's going to check in or not. And then he played almost the entire game, it felt.
Yeah, so that's an interesting one here to sort of give it a go around. Now, his numbers are, it's back up to minus 120 now. So, the most action you're seeing right now is probably on Hero because the market is adjusting as we go since those numbers just came up. But it's almost like one, if you have some time, right? Because most people are out there working and they just check in every once in a while. But if you're just sitting behind a computer, it would be one of those interesting things with like the notifications on for Shams or Woj just to get that because they're going to get an update like this. Went through shoot around, said he felt really good. No minutes restriction tonight, which means that doesn't mean he's scoring 25. It just means like they're not worried about him actually getting put into the game and getting injured. It's like, okay, well, we'll give him as much as he can handle. But I need to see like how you can read between the lines on that because that is such a fascinating number at 6.5 for Kevin. It's like, hey, you know what? He came in the second quarter and shot six times. You're like, what? Right. Like, this is amazing. But that's what the feeling would be.
I always find it interesting, though, Donnie, when a book decides, like, yeah, we're going to post it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so here's, can I be honest with you, though, Donnie, isn't this the bet? He's plus 300 to score 10 points. Like, they shouldn't post that number. If like, that's not being risk adverse. Wouldn't you agree, DRS? I mean,
for what? What do you mean?
He's plus 300 to score 10 points.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, I was just going to say
Tyler Hero.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's a ridiculous number on a guy that averages 20 a game.
Like, if he's good enough for 6.5, that means he's feeling good. Yeah, that means he's feeling good. And I'm not saying you run it. There's no 20. I knew there was going to be a 20 market. What about the 15 market? Is he even there?
No,
he's not there. Just 10, which, again, makes some sense. But if you are betting Tyler Hero tonight, I think you'd be foolish to bet 6.5 and not just bet the 10. Like, in what world? I was like, hey, man, threes are feeling good. I went 2-2 from three, but that was enough for me. You know what I mean? And then another layup to make it 8. Like, well, man. Like, you tell me right now he knocks down 2 triples tonight, you better be betting the 10 spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, fascinating.
I think that's a really nice number. I think it's a really nice number.
There you go. All right, so a little bit of mood, more food for thought tonight in the Miami Heat Denver Nuggets game. Maybe we'll start to transition over to a little D-Hop talk here coming up next. Afternoon on Monday. Don't miss out. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Big time here tonight. NBA Finals, we'll get to that now. We're number two as well. Quick little segment here. We are going to talk a little DeAndre Hopkins at the top of the hour, but tonight could be the last night, JP, that you're able to get in and get out with a W here in the NBA. So where are we going tonight? I assume we're not going to Major League Baseball. 8 games on the card tonight. Some good options, by the way. And assume that we are going to the NBA.
Yeah, and I'm going to go with the side or total here.
All right, side or total, 8.5. Now we're seeing a 210. People hammering the over 209.5 up to 210. He can't go Nuggets tonight, right? That's not his MO, is it?
I have no idea. I want this on the record. I have no idea.
Go.
I think all four options are on the table. I have no read on this.
I don't think he's going Nuggets.
Guessing a player prop.
I don't think he's going Nuggets. I don't think he's going Heat. I think he's going over.
Why?
JP's not he's not taking an under 210, 209.5. I just don't think it's possible. Wow. I think it's got to be an over.
I don't know. I don't feel good about it. I don't feel good about it in any direction. I mean, I'm going to make a guess, but...
You wish you were just going Aaron Gordon in a player prop?
Yeah, man, and it would have been easy to see. By the way, shout out Aaron Gordon, Donnie. I mean, I know secretly that when I did those little series-long player props, it probably, really resonated with you. But Aaron Gordon, 11.7 points per game. I mean, could score 0 tonight, and that would still be a winning wager. Shout out to
see that? Exactly. I told JP, every night should be an Aaron Gordon night overall. How about to make 5 triples tonight? Jamal Murray, only plus 360. That's, come on, man. It's got to be higher than that, right?
That's crazy. Like, he took 3 threes last game. Took 3 threes last game.
Yeah.
And that's plus 360. Tyler Hero, 10 points, 3-1. Let me stop the madness. By the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last game, we didn't get to, do some of the recap on this stuff, Don, but like those like low level guys climbing the ladder, Aaron Gordon 7-1 for 20 points. Yep. Kevin Love for 10 points was like 4-1. I mean, there were big tickets out there on the low end guys.
Big tickets for hour number 2. A lot more excitement here. We'll find out where JP is going and much more Major League Baseball in the docket. You guessed it. Come on back. It's a Monday afternoon right here on Monday Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.